I want to speak to you today from this. Our theme is next. I want to talk about next level knowledge, expectation that you grow up. Next level knowledge, the expectation that you grow up. God had taken the children of Israel from Egypt. They were property, and they were blessed and given the promise that they would have their own property, that God would give them the promised land. But you know, throughout their time of travel with God, they were expected to be learning about God. It was a journey from being slaves to being landowners. When we walk with God, there is an expectation that you are going to grow. The expectation is that you're not going to remain the same as you have always been. You're not supposed to remain the same with the same type of thinking. You're supposed to grow. So in the wilderness, they learned the commandments of God. They learned what God loved. They learned what God hated. They learned how to believe God. And then when they got to the promised land, the manna ceased. Now that may have shocked some people that were right there. Well, what are we going to do now? Well, actually, during those 40 years you were in the wilderness, you were supposed to be learning about how to function in the promised land. I want to say to you right now, you are on a journey. You are to be growing. There's no way you're just supposed to be sitting there feeding. It is expected that you will grow. So they got into the promised land. They got there and the manna ceased. You mean the miracle of God ceased? Yes, there's a certain time when God begins to withdraw those things that have become crutches to you, and it's time for you to function like a full-grown person. I found something in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter. Also in here, also in the King James Version, Romans, the 10th chapter. It says something here that can be kind of shocking to people, because I want you to know that we are growing. We are growing up to be like the one who made us. God made us like himself. And we are growing into that image of God. I don't know how you feel about that, but that is really his original design, is that you be like him. Listen to what the scripture says in Romans, the 10th chapter. And it says here in the 6th verse, "But the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above." 7th verse, "Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee." In other words, the word is now near you, even in thy mouth, your mouth, and in your heart, the word of faith which we preach. Now here's the salvation scripture. Everybody knows this scripture that has gotten saved. "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Now save is defined as delivered, healed, all those different things. "For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Here is a scripture that says, don't pray to bring Jesus down. Don't try to get Jesus to come down. Don't pray to get him to be raised again from the dead. It's saying to us, it's time to grow. Now, I know we depend on Jesus for everything, don't we? Yes, but if you notice, with all the great things Jesus did, all the great miracles that he did, he left. The manna ceased. What was the time? It was time now for them to grow. And it's time for you to grow. The scripture here says, don't pray to get Jesus to come down or to raise him up from the dead. He left. Why did he leave? Now, many people, I know many of you say, wait a minute, I got to pray and ask the Lord to come and do this or that. Yes, but you need to know that there is an expectation of growth in your life. This verse takes us to the next level. It says, who's going to say to bring Jesus down or bring him back up again from the dead? No, it says, the word is now near you. Oh my God, that's exciting. The word is now near you. What word? This creative force that God uses, it is the most powerful element in the universe, the word of God, the word spoken. I've heard some people say, you know, that they're looking for a move of God. And yes, I understand that you are looking for a move of God. But do you know that there are times when a sovereign move of God is not the best God has for you? It's not the best he has for you. There is a scripture here in the book of St. John, the 5th chapter. And it's talking about this man. You know, I wasn't going to talk about it right away, but I guess I might as well just go on into it. It's in the 5th chapter of John. And it's talking about this man who was at a pool for 38 years. Oh, my God. At a pool for 38 years. Many of you know the story. Here, I'm going to read it for you. I've got the NIV version here. And it says, now, I'm in the second verse of the 5th chapter. It says, now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in the Aramaic is called Bethesda, which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, do you want to get well? King James says, do you want to be made whole? This is what the man said. Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. Someone else goes down ahead of me. Then Jesus said, get up, pick up your mat, and walk. At once, the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. I want to say this to you. Get up, pick up your mat, and walk. The expectation is that you are to grow up. Here is a situation that it just makes me wonder. The angel comes down once a year. There are hundreds of people there at the pool. The angel comes down once a year, stirs the water. One person gets healed. That sounds pathetic to me. Even though the person got healed, look at all of these people that are not getting healed. They got to wait for another year. And this man describes to Jesus. He said, every time I try to get there, somebody jumps ahead of me. Wow, that don't sound like God to me at all. I believe him to be a person that heals everybody. Every healing is available to everyone. But it was a blessing that the Lord allowed the people to have. It was a blessing. And so people were laid there waiting for a sovereign move of God. And some people think a sovereign move of God is the best move that there can be, but it's not the best move there can be. The best move in your life is for the word to be in your mouth, for you to use the word, for you to pick up your mat and walk. The best of God is for us to begin to move in the dominion that God has given to us. Now, my assignment in the body of Christ, and I say that often, is to address powerlessness. That's my assignment. I feel like I am, you know, on a football team and on other teams, there's something called a strength coach. He makes sure that they lift the weights. He makes sure that they get stronger so that they can perform their duties and responsibilities on the team better. I feel like I am assigned to be the strength coach in World Overcomers Christian Church. For all of you that are listening globally, I am here to see that you get stronger. The expectation of God is that you grow up. Here is a man who had been waiting 38 years. He had been in this situation, waiting on this sovereign move of God. I'm so glad Jesus came and gave him those instructions. Pick up your bed and walk. You do something. It's something that you got to do. What I read to you in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, said, stop saying who's going to go get Jesus. Stop saying who's going to bring him down. He left. Who's going to pray him down? Stop saying who's going to bring him up from the dead. Stop saying that. But there is something you can say. He said, look, if you shall confess with your mouth. Wow. Do you mean that the word is now near us? Yes. There has been a move of God. Jesus Christ came and he transferred his power, this almighty power, he's transferred it to men. Nothing will work that is not in line with the move of God. You may be sincere. You may be a person, a person who is just devoted to the Lord. And that's a wonderful thing for you to be devoted to the Lord. It's wonderful. But you know, devotion to the Lord also requires that you strengthen yourself. Now, there will be many people that will come and teach you about love and will teach you about forgiveness. I'm going to teach you about strength. I'm going to teach you about power. The scripture in Romans, the 10th chapter, says to us, says the word is near you now. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart. Sometimes when you walk with God, you don't realize that you're growing. But yes, you're growing. The children of Israel didn't realize that their clothes did not get old for 40 years. Their shoes did not get old for 40 years. Oh my God, sometimes there's a blessing in our lives that we don't even realize is there. But it's time for you to grow. Now, many things are not happening for us because we are not moving with God. It is time for us to grow. This scripture says, do not say, stop saying who's gonna go get Jesus and bring him down or who's gonna go bring him up from the dead. Stop it. But now, the word is now near you. What is our situation now? What are we supposed to be doing now? Let me check my time. What are we supposed to be doing now? We are to be zeroing in on the power that God has delivered unto men. Why would Jesus leave? Why would he leave us in circumstances where COVID-19 is just going around the world and political upheaval and racial tension is all over the place? Why is God leaving us in this? Because the same creative force that was in God, the same creative force that was in Jesus Christ, is now in your mouth and in your heart. Now, it takes something for us to begin to realize that words are the most powerful things in the universe, especially when we have had experiences with words. I mean, we've lied and told differently. We've said all kinds of things with our words. But it's time for us to understand that as you begin to move in the kingdom, you're going to have to zero in and focus in on the power that God has delivered unto you. The expectation is that when the manna ceases, that you will know what to do. The expectation is that when Jesus rose and went up into heaven, that you will know what to do, that you will begin to exercise the power God has given to you. The scripture says that the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. And it's time for you and it's time for me to begin to move in that. It's time for us to move in that. The expectation is that you're going to grow and that at a certain point, you're going to use this word. Now, if you will confess Jesus as your Lord. So the scriptures say, confess him as your Lord and believe God raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. Now, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. We begin to learn this thing about speaking the word of God and seeing it come to pass. Today, my assignment is to say to you, the expectation is that you're going to grow up. Some stuff is not happening to you because you're laying there. Some things are not happening for you because you are expecting a sovereign move of God. When the move of God has been through Jesus Christ to deliver this power to you, he said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. The Holy Spirit has come back. He is now dwelling on the inside of us. It is time for us to exercise this power. Is there no opposition? Oh, of course there's opposition. I mean, the world seems to be turned upside down right now. But your Father, when he started creation, he stepped out, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the best thing he could think to do was speak to it. And it responded to his speech. It's time for you to begin to understand what power God has given you. I know things are happening all around you. I know it's, you know, we're covering up, got masks and everything right now. But there is a power given to you, and it will remain until somebody uses it, until you begin to use it and fight your way out of your situation with what God has given you to use. This is exciting to me. This stuff is exciting because I see now that there are many things that we're waiting for God to do, and he is waiting on us to do. Oh my God, I don't want any promise that the Lord has given to me. I don't want any promise to be left. It is time for us to understand that this move of God is, the focus is for you to grow up. Let me read you another scripture. Galatians, the fourth chapter and the seventh verse. Let me read the sixth verse. It says, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, or crying, Daddy, Daddy. Seventh verse, wherefore you are no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. That is exciting news from the word of God. Oh, my Lord, we know there's a progression. First of all, we understand we are serving the Lord and we're happy to be servants. But this scripture says you're no longer just a slave. I want to affect your thinking. Don't just look for orders. Don't just look for commands. Look to actually begin to move in the dominion that God has supplied to you. So many people are reading the scriptures. So many people are devoted to this thing. And yet they are not moving in their authority. Excuse me, I just get make sure I got my time right here. They are devoted to God. They are committed to him, but they're not using the strength that God has given them. I said that I feel myself a strength coach here at World Overcomers. There are a couple of things that you can do to strengthen, all right? The scripture says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Begin to feed your spirit on the word. Sickness attacks us from time to time. And sometimes the reason that we can't push it off of us is that we have not strengthened our muscles. The strength coach will tell you to do that exercise. Just keep doing that one exercise. Do 15 repetitions. And I'm saying to you, as the faith strength coach, take his word and feed it in your spirit three times a day for those of you that sickness is attacking. Take communion and take the word of God and feed on it three times a day or four times a day. Get those faith muscles strengthened up. This is something that you can do because you're going to face situations. We see situations are becoming more and more dire. You're going to need your strength. And there's another scripture in the book of Jude, the 20th verse says, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up, building yourself up. Who does this? You do it. You build yourself up on your most holy faith. How much praying in the Holy Ghost have you done? How much praying in the Spirit have you done? It's up to you. You can have as much spirit power as you desire, but it's going to be up to you. You're going to have to pray in tongues. You're going to have to take the time. Pray in tongues for half an hour a day. Take time out because it's time for you to grow up. We're going to meet circumstances that are terrific and terrible. I want to say to you today that, yes, by design, Satan is flexing his muscles, but God has already given to you everything you need, and it's time for you to grow up. How do you know that you're growing? I'm going to give you four things that will be helpful to you to know that you're growing up. First of all, I wrote them down here. You have an exercise routine. How many people have wanted to lose weight, have wanted to get in shape, but they have no routine? You need to have a routine where you feed your spirit daily, where you pray in the Spirit daily. Why? Because I'm building up my muscles and I'm growing up. All right? Have a routine. Have an exercise routine, which includes feeding your spirit on the Word of God. Don't just memorize scriptures. Don't just memorize them. Open the Bible. Nobody eats from the memory of what breakfast was. You gotta put the eggs in there and put the bacon or whatever and eat on it. Just like that, you must open your Bible and feed your spirit this word. Your faith muscles grow as you do that and you begin to grow up. The second thing, how do you know you're growing? You know you're growing because your reactions to problems have changed. There is something called patience in the body of Christ. Patience is the quality, listen, that does not succumb to pressure nor bow to circumstances. Patience. God is working in you something called patience so you can be strong. So whatever comes against you, you're not going to fold. Once again, I said patience does not succumb to pressure. It does not bow to circumstances. You know you're growing, number two, when your reactions change. Number three, you're looking at the unseen and not at the seen. That 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, talks about, I think around the 18th verse, says, while we look not at the things which are seen, how can you look at things which are unseen? You do it with the eyes of faith. The more you get into this scripture, the more you go into the, this is the inventory of unseen things. Your Bible is an inventory of everything God has for you. He said we're healed. He said we're prosperous. He said the earth is ours. He said we have dominion. These are unseen things. Who's going to bring these unseen things into the realm of the seen? Those of us who are growing up in the Spirit. Those of us who are going to go, and we're going to be praying just like the scripture says in the Our Father prayer. It says to us that we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Who's going to bring those unseen things into the earth? You're going to bring them into, you're going to pray them in here through words spoken. That's what you're going to do. Now, you also, the fourth thing I want you to know that when you're growing, you not only believe God's words are coming to pass, but Mark 11, 23rd verse says, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, won't doubt in his heart, but believe the things he said will come to pass, he will have whatsoever he says. The expectation is that, and I read that in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, the word is now near you. It's in your mouth, It's in your heart. God has moved this word around. He spoke it. Look at what was produced. Now he has given it to you. Let's see what you're going to produce as you work your muscles, as you build up in the spirit and you grow up. Let the manna cease. Let Jesus rise and go and sit at the right hand. I'm growing. It's time for me to grow up and to experience things that the world has never seen. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. When a believer realizes that nothing is impossible, when a believer realizes that the creative force of God, which is his word, is now in your mouth, it's not just for you to be saved. It's for you to use that pattern to deliver everything that you face. Your attitude now, the fifth thing I would say is you know you're growing when your attitude is superior towards circumstances. For whatever is born of God overcomes this world. Oh my God, where are we? Where are we on the timeline of God? We are in the theme called Next. And what's next? Next is that we are expecting that you grow up. So when the crutches have been moved away and when things are no longer assisting you, you realize that you have a power that is the power of the entire, it's more powerful than anything in this universe. Keep exercising. Let your muscles form. It's going to take a minute. You don't do it all at once. Let those faith muscles form. And then pray in the spirit. Pray in tongues. Pray in the spirit. Pray with the language that God has given you to pray with. And that language is a language from heaven. I'm excited. I tell you, I call myself the strength coach. So every time you hear me, you're going to hear me giving you something that's okay, I'm right on time. All right. I'm so glad you joined us today around the world. Oh, it's time for us to exercise the power of God like never before. Why are things falling apart? Why are we surrounded with such outlandish types of things? Because it's time for you to step forward and use the power that God has given you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for tuning in. We love you. Just keep walking by faith in God. God bless you.